Well, on today's DJ session, we are going to focus on Spanish psytrance. Oscar Esteban is DJ and host of The Raving Caveman on Barcelona City FM. That's an English language radio station based in Barcelona, Spain. Oscar, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
And first of all, psytrance means what?
Psytrance is short for psychedelic trance, and it's a branch of trance that evolved from a region of India called Goa. Mm-hmm. And in Goa in the early 90s, late 80s, there used to be full moon rituals, like this kind of psychedelic gathering and party. And they started mixing the psychedelic rock sounds from the hippie community that was there, and started mixing it with the electronic music that was coming from the UK mainly. And so Goa Trance was born.
Okay, well, let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is Recreate. It's by Own Trip. So what do you like about this song?
I chose this one because Own Trip is one of the main artists here in Catalonia, especially because he runs the label Own Spirit, which also sets up one of the biggest festivals in Spain, which is Own Spirit. And this is from his latest EP, and it's a really nice track.
And what should we know about him?
Well, basically that he's one of the main promoters here in Catalonia. His style is really progressive and kind of spiritual, not because some progressive trance is like dirtier, but this is like really clean and old school.
Okay, next we have Lupin. This is the song Boom Shakalaka. So, do you have to be in a certain state of mind, if you will, to get the full enjoyment out of this music?
Maybe. I don't really need anything else but the music to fully enjoy it, but for a lot of people, it kind of really can be like that, yes. Hmm.
And who is Lupin?
Lupin is Miguel Solans. He's an artist from Barcelona. And I chose this track because it's from an album called Ritmo Galáctico, and it's one of those tracks that when a DJ plays it, I just go completely nuts.
And are there moments in it when if you're DJing a big party that everybody gets most excited?
It's hard to explain with words, but one of the things I enjoy the most in the psytrance scene is that it's kind of different than techno parties. You can see all the people like smiling to each other, and it's kind of a big family. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to the next song that you brought us. This is called Round Two. It's by Frequency Less.
Thank you.
People may be surprised to hear that Frequencyless is the musical project of Ricky Casero, who was born into a family of classical musicians. I don't know if I hear that influence there, but yeah, you tell us about this one.
Frequencyless is a really interesting artist because, as you said, he started making classical music, but he also produces Cybreaks, which is a mix between psychedelic trends and breakbeat. It's hard to classify his stuff, but he's really, really good.
One of the things that I notice about these kinds of songs, and we're only just playing a little bit of each of them, is that they tend to be pretty long, right?
Yeah, it's just a repetitive beat. It's kind of a kick and bass all the time. And that, listening to that for a lot of time, puts you in a trance, and it's kind of layered so that the kick and bass create a kind of hypnosis, and then the top layers are what really make you like trip.
Okay, well, we have time for one more. This is Green Poison by Green Beats. Look at our current Western culture. What can you tell us what she's saying there?
Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention, but most of the voice samples from this kind of tracks are people talking about psychedelics or voice clips from Terence McKenna or Alan Watts or this kind of people.
And in this case, it's Green Beats, which was formed by Victor Solsona and Xavier Danzana in 2008 in the Catalonian mountains. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, they are like the grandfathers of psytrance here in Catalonia. They've been playing Goa for many, many years, I would say even decades. I am actually a producer as well, and I really look up to what they do because I produce this sort of music. It's down-tempo, ambient, chill-out, that sort of stuff.
So usually on our show, when we're talking about Catalonia, about Barcelona, where you are, we're talking these days about politics and the referendum, the independence referendum in Catalonia. Has any of that politics made it into the music coming out of Barcelona?
Not that I know of, but it would be really funny to hear, like, put them on in a psytrance track. I really should look into doing that.
Oscar, I was just there recently in Barcelona, and I remember these big signs everywhere that said "Tourists go home." A lot of anti-tourist sentiment around, and I imagine that a lot of these tourists who are coming in are going to these trance parties.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's really common to go to a club, and I remember, for instance, one time I went to a psychedelic party that was in Pobla Español. And I remember that every bench had, like, people from different countries. There was one where Romanian people were sitting, one with German people, UK people. Psychedelic parties are a really great place to meet new people and learn about different countries, different cultures. It's really interesting.
That's Oscar Esteban, who is DJ and host of The Raving Caveman on Barcelona City FM. Oscar, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.